Hi, this is Adasa. I do the voice of Dolores in Encanto, and you're on Star 99.9. And you are here listening to the best of We Don't Talk About Bruno, no. Brutal living fear, Bruno stuttering or stumbling. I can always hear him sort of muttering and mumbling. I associate him with the sound of falling sand.
All right, Star 99.9, it's Kevin Begley, and I am so excited to be joined by our special guest today from Disney's latest hit movie, Encanto, one of my favorites, and my three-year-old Grace, she loves it too. Adasa, who plays Dolores in Encanto, the cousin who has supernatural hearing powers. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to share.
The story behind this movie and the song is so exciting, especially for us in radio, because we started playing the song just because our listeners have been talking about it, and we saw the buzz online, and it was going up the chart, and now to see it go to number one this week is just incredible. It must be such a crazy feeling.
We cannot believe it. Honestly, you know, everything about this has taken off, and a lot of it has to do, I think, with people on TikTok because they've been cosplaying it and just having so much fun with it. I was not part of TikTok until like 12 days ago, and I went from zero subs to like 500,000 followers in like overnight, and it's so much fun because you get to be with them. Like, I've done lives and just talking with them, and then they're telling me, I identify with this character, or this is who I'm like, or I know somebody who's like this, and you know, and I understand that in the film. And Encanto has been something that has just broken all records. Imagine, the last time we had a number one was with Aladdin, A Whole New World, 30 years ago.
It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. And the song itself, it's interesting because the song sort of It's about, in the movie, it's a lot of plot points. So, you know, A Whole New World kind of stood on its own as its own big single. This is more about the movie, and it still went to number one. I think just Lin-Manuel Miranda, who, if people don't know, did all the music, he's just a genius when it comes to things like this. And I think just the way he arranged it with the cast is just what made it happen, you know?
I think that the process between the casting and Lin-Manuel Miranda doing these amazing songs. I mean, he did 8 original songs for this film. When I was with him during the time in the booth, and we were really, you know, thinking about the ideas, and even in the moment, he would tweak a little things here and there. He's such a visionary. He's so amazing. I think he's a genuine, like, amazing person. You really don't feel him like above you. He makes you feel like you're his best friend ever. Yeah. And yet he's this multiple award-winning man who's sitting in front of you, directing you on a song. And each one of us individually brought an essence to the song. Like when you hear Pepa or you hear Felix or you hear Camilo, the who we are, I guess, goes into it. And me being with a background of doing rap music and doing reggaeton, I brought in that little essence. I was like, well, let's hope you like what I throw in the mix. And you know, that's what it was.
I was going to say, you have your own successful music background yourself. So how did you get involved with this? What did you just audition for it? Like, how did that come about?
They actually looked for me through my YouTube page. They found me because I've actually been retired from doing live shows for a while. I do more music for film and TV through my production company, Production Music Masterclass, and through my husband, Sky Urbano. And my husband and I have been doing that. And then they reached out for a video we shot. It was like 300 views. Honestly, it did not have that many views on YouTube. Yeah. But I was testing out this new sound in my voice, which was, háblame claro, dime por qué acabó. Lo de nosotros fue más de una noche de simple pasión. And through that, they got a hold of me and they were like, hey, we would like you to audition for an undisclosed film. They sent over what it was. I didn't know it was Encanto. I immediately sent it over. We didn't hear back. And they were like, you know, it was a cutoff. It was 24 hours. And an hour prior, my husband's like, let's call them up and see if they actually got it. And lo and behold, it went into spam. And so it almost didn't even happen if it wasn't that my husband was like insisting. So really, my husband, as my manager, he totally did his job because he was like, no, I got to do it. And he's like, hi, this is Gabriel Gambiani. I'm just calling to make sure you got it. So our stuff would go to spam for like the first 3 weeks, but it was hilarious. It was like an inside joke by then. We had their numbers like on our phone because usually That's our great. Stuff just never made it.
Now the production of the movie, because it came out at the end of last year, but it must've been happening throughout 2020. So what were those challenges like, you know, during when people were staying home? Did you have to do a lot of it from home?
Yes, everything was done from home. The first time I actually got to see the cast in person was in LA during the Purple rollout, you know, at the Capitan Theater when we did the premiere, the world premiere. The rest of the time was all through Zoom. And they had been working on this film for almost 5 years. They had cultural specialists on this. So it wasn't just like, let's make a film and like maybe make it feel like Colombia and I hope we get it right. I mean, they had people who were botanists that were, that's what they do. And people who knew the choreographies and knew about the landscape, they flew there, they saw it, and all that beauty, they incorporated it in a way that not just Colombians feel identified with it, because it does touch on Colombia, but all Latinos. And now the world, I mean, it's gone worldwide. And with the number one single, We Don't Talk About Bruno, it's incredible that not just the beauty of the film made it across the world, but also this song has impacted people's lives so much that it's number one on Billboard.
And people of all ages, people of all backgrounds, it's, you know, I laugh because my 3-year-old, you know, she's just starting to learn, like, you know, the music and singing and all that. And she is just obsessed with it. And we listen in the car, we have it on at home, and then I come to work and we play it on the radio. Like, it's fantastic. I love it so much.
Well, that's how she's going to learn her ABCs. It's going to be through Encanto. Yeah. So she's going to be bilingual. That's great.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, it must be, I always wonder this with the Disney movies and even any animated movie, when you first saw yourself created as the character, what was that moment like? It must have been mind blowing to see.
It really was, because they got certain quirks that I do. Like, I open my eyes when I listen or when I'm talking, and even the size of my ears, because my ears are not little. And, you know, with the ones with their super hearing, I'm like, well, you know, maybe I do have super hearing. It comes with the territory of the size. But it's been an amazing experience, because to see yourself, like, even the skin tones of each one of the characters were so particular to who we are. Like, when you see Felix, you know, his skin tone is different, but we're both Latinos, and I'm an Afro-Latina just like him. We're just different shades of it. And each one of us have that particularity about our different, I would say, characters, because we have characteristics within our characters that are a little bit of who we are. And I love that about Disney, because it encompasses not just the essence of our voice, but also a little bit of ourselves in it.
Yeah. And you posted a side by side with the outfit on of you and the character on your Instagram. If people don't follow at Adassa Official, and it was so great. That photo was awesome. And
I did it for Halloween. I did it for Halloween.
Oh,
I was I'm going to have to, I did. And that was right when the film was, you know, going to come out. And I was like, I have to do this before that everybody else does it. And I had some things. I literally threw them on from my closet. I was like, I'm gonna make it work. And then I just hit the pose. I'm like, that's it. That's my Halloween costume.
And it's so funny. I know that, it was obviously work for you, but it must have felt such a personal connection to do a movie like this, because you have a big family yourself. You know, you have 7 children. Is that how many you have in your family? That's amazing.
7 kids. Yeah, 7 kids. I'm a mom with a very busy, lovely life, because I've been doing music this whole time. So it's nothing new that I'm like, you know, sometimes there'll be a baby that'll get in here and alive, because it'll sneak up on the babysitter. You know what I mean? And it happens. It just happened. But, you know, I love it because I get to share that with my kids. I want them to know that if you have a dream, you can go after it if you're willing to put in the work and the effort that it takes. And for me, doing this film, that wasn't even work. It was having fun. It was having fun with a group of people I never met before, but felt like family by the end of the film. Jared Bush, Byron Howard, Charisse Castro-Smith, Lin-Manuel, they felt like people that you would have known all your life. And I'm so forever grateful to be part of this Disney family. And Disney Music, that has been pushing this single so much. And I've been receiving so much love from the fans. And to see how their reaction is to this film, to the characters, I'm just forever grateful to be part of the Disney family.
It's so great. And your daughter has a small role too, right?
She does. She's a town kid. I was floored. She did so good. I honestly don't think I would have done as good as her when I was 8 years old. She was a boss in there with the director. She was like, oh my gosh, I love your cat. With Yvette Marino, who is one of the executive producers. She was like, oh, I love it. Let me see your cat and whatever. And I would be changing pages. I'm sweating on the floor, just changing pages for her. And she's just like, oh, how do you want me to do it? Oh, like this. And I'm like, wow, kids have just come a long way.
Well, it's such a special movie for us and our families, because we have it on in our house all the time. So I can only imagine with you and your family, you know, it's probably great having it on.
Disney Plus, it is all the time. And they still want the DVD, and they still want to get the CD.
Right,
they
the
want everything, anything Encanto that comes out. I'm like, Mom, there's a new doll. Did you see that? I'm like, I'm going to get it. It's coming home.
Yeah, that's awesome. One last thing before I let you go. Thank you for taking the time to do this. And I saw on your Instagram, one of your videos, you made a traditional Colombian breakfast with those donuts. And I said to my wife, I'm like, we have to, because we love making stuff on the weekends, you know, things that we've never made before, things on TikTok or whatever. And I said, we have to try this. So one of these weekends, we're going to make that and have Encanto on in the background.
You're going to love it. I think I'm going to, you know, tell the people from Disney, maybe we can do a little segment or something, because, you know, my arepas have evolved. My grandmother's recipe, you know, came to my mother, which hers were traditional, kind of like what you see in Encanto, the asadas, where you put them there on that, like the grilling. When my mom, she turned them a little different and she does them fried. And then I added chorizo, which I sometimes eat more vegetarians. So I eat meat sparingly. And so I put the vegan chorizo in mine. So my arepas have evolved too. And our kids love to call them Colombian donuts. That's where the Colombian donuts came. I was like, all right, Colombian donuts, because it has a little hole in the center when you put them to fry. So they're crunchy, they're delicious, and they're Colombian donuts.
That's so funny. That's great. Well, thank you so much, Adasa, for taking the time to talk to us. Everyone follow her on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. And if you haven't, if you're a parent, and you haven't seen the movie for some reason, anybody who hasn't seen it, definitely check out Encanto. I love it. Thanks again for talking to us. Thanks.
Absolutely. Anytime. Bye.
See you later.